Classic Hits, good morning. This is Something for the Weekend and I'm thrilled to have Loretta Dignam back on the phone from the Menopause Hub. You'll remember Loretta was in studio every week as we were doing our menopause mini-series and a lot of people got great advice from that, Loretta. So thank you again. And that is the point, isn't it? During COVID-19, the menopause continues. Women are still getting their symptoms and they can be really struggling at this time.
Yes, good morning, Trina. It's great to be back on the show. Thank you very much for that. And yes, menopause does continue during COVID-19. And what we've done at the Menopause Hub is we've actually moved our consultations to online. So when the teacher announced the school's closure, we moved immediately to online remote consultations, which we do by video call. And they've worked out to be very successful. So we've had new patients come on board with our existing patients and we're able to provide our service. But what was interesting during that time was that when I was speaking to patients on the phone or women on the phone, I was hearing anecdotally that their symptoms were actually getting worse during COVID-19 and during the whole lockdown and so on. So what I decided to do is to commission some research, which I've done online amongst about 350 women, all menopausal. And what's interesting is that that's confirmed. And about a third of the women have told us that their symptoms have actually got worse during COVID-19. I've also asked people about the impact on their relationships, not only with their partners, but also with their children, if they have children.
Well, I mean, anxiety levels, mood swings, we're all kind of having weird sleep patterns at the moment as well. Everything is disturbed. And when you're going through menopause or perimenopause, these are the type of symptoms you will experience, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we said about a third of women told us that their symptoms had got worse, when you delve down into it and see which symptoms, about 66% said that their anxiety had got worse. 40% said that their mood swings had got worse. 36% talked about feeling overwhelmed. And 35% said that they were kind of weeping and crying more. So if you take it that these women have these suffering, they're suffering with these symptoms already, what they're saying is that they're worse now. And if you look around at your average person who isn't suffering with menopause or perimenopause, they're all experiencing an increase in these symptoms. But for these women who are already suffering it, it's actually worse. The other symptoms that it seems to be obviously worse is fatigue, insomnia, weight gain. So I think, you know, a lot of people are saying that they're sort of grazing a lot more around the house and so on. And the other area that's impacted is sort of loss of libido. About 45% of people said that. So when you take all that in the round, I think people are now living, you know, 24/7 in close proximity with their partner, their families, their children, whatever. Some people are totally isolated for 24/7. So all of these things magnify or seem to exacerbate things, I think. And if you're already suffering with mood issues or anxiety or whatever, there's a great impact not only on yourself, but also on your partner, your children or people that you're living with.
And they can't get out and just leave you for a while. Yeah,
exactly. And, you know, women are saying that their exercise routine, they can't exercise as much as they were. The routine is completely gone. They're talking about, you know, perhaps they've got grown-up kids living in the family with them. And space, it seems like it's claustrophobic. It's not only that you can't get out, but it's that space has kind of been invaded. People have students coming back to live with them, kids coming, or, you know, grown-up kids, kiddos, as I call them, who've come back from abroad. You know, and there's this, or other women have small children that maybe normally would be in a creche, and they're actually trying to work from home with the child and do childcare as well as everything else. So it means that their symptoms can be exacerbated. So I think there's a lot of pressure on people in society in general at the moment. Yeah. But I think these women who are already experiencing symptoms, it's slightly worse.
And is there a HRT shortage?
Yeah, absolutely. We discussed the HRT shortage as well as part of the research. And about a third of women say that they've been impacted negatively by the HRT shortages. So they haven't been able primarily to get patches. And about 25% of women said that they've had to change to another form of HRT and not finding it as effective. And in fact, women are telling us that they're quite anxious about continued supply of HRT. And that doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. And yesterday we heard that Divigel, which is another one of the estrogen gels, that that's gone short in a lot of pharmacies. And yet, in the UK, these products are back in stock. So So I really don't understand that. Yes, so I think that's another impact for women.
So obviously all our GPs are under serious pressure at the moment, and we really don't want to be going to them with the normal things that we'd go to a GP about, like this, like if you're going through menopausal symptoms and you want some help. Do you have any advice or any tips on how these women can help the symptoms?
Well, I think firstly that what I've heard from GPs around the place is that, you know, because so many people are terrified to go to their GPs, that they're in some places quieter than they might have been ordinarily. So if you're in doubt about anything, I suggest you make that phone call to your GP or whoever your prescriber is. I think, you know, we don't need to minimise how we're feeling. We don't need to minimise our symptoms. So I would say if something isn't working for you, or if you're having difficulties, or you're not on HRT, for example, that you should make that phone call to your GP.
Some women might be embarrassed about making that call because, you know, with COVID-19, there's so much more bigger things going on. They might go, God, can I really ring about this?
That's how we've got a lot of new patients, actually, that have rung the menopause hub, because they're saying, I don't want to go to my GP. I don't think this is a significant issue. You deal with this primarily, so you won't be having to deal with COVID-19. So we've had a lot of women coming to us as well. We put out a video on social media and everything just to say that we're open for business, and albeit in a different way. Mm. And it also means that women all over the country have access to the clinic in a way that they might have been so easy for them before, you know, from the comfort of their own home. But I would say, yeah, don't minimize your symptoms. Don't suffer in silence. I'd also say seek help from friends. There's a Facebook page which is called The Irish Menopause. That's a group that you could join, you know, and so it's kind of like a discussion forum. Some of the other things that are happening is there's a lot of people have moved online to provide support services. And we're doing, the Menopause Hub is doing a midweek menopause live session on Facebook. And we're doing it every Wednesday evening at 8:30. So you could tune in to our Facebook page live, see Dr. Kiva Hartley and I talking about menopause, asking questions, and then taking questions and answers from women as they post them on Facebook. Okay. So there's an opportunity for women to come along and maybe ask things that are on their mind.
Well, it's good to know you're still there during this time, because it is such a difficult time at the moment. The Menopause Hub offering support to women who are going through perimenopause or menopause. And just because you can't go into them doesn't mean you can't call them. So Loretta, what is the phone number, or what is the contact
address? The best way to get in touch with us, Trina, is, first of all, just say thank you so much for highlighting this issue. With COVID-19 going on, of course, there's an awful lot of issues that are much higher priority, we would feel, than menopause. So it's really great that you could actually highlight the whole area of menopause and perimenopause. And if people want to get in touch with us, the phone number is 01-210-7948. Or you can send us an email at info@themenopausehub.ie. And I'm at the end of the phone line and at the end of the email.
You're very good. Thanks so much, Loretta. Hopefully we'll see you in person soon. Thanks so much. Stay home and stay safe for the moment, though. Okay.
Thank you. You too.
This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.